बिहारी। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। जय गौरनिताय 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 जय गौरनिताय। जय जगन्नाथाय जगन्नाथाय बलदेवाय जय सुभद्रा। जय राधा वल्लभ राधा वल्लभ श्री राधे। प्रभुपाद 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 जय प्रभुपाद।
नमो विष्णु पाद परमहंस परिचार्य स्तोत्र हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की अनंत कोटि वैष्णववृंद की। All Gurus to Assemble Devotees, Hare Krishna. All Gurus to Assemble Devotees, Hare Krishna. All Gurus to Assemble Devotees, Hare Krishna. All Gurus to Shri Guru and Gauranga. All Gurus to Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये नास्तप्रायश्व भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया। भागवते उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। So we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam Canto 6, Chapter 17, Verse 22. Na tasya kaschid dahita pratipaho Na janati bandhur na paro na cha swaha समस्य सर्वत्रह निरंजनस्य सुखेन रागः कुतो एव रोषः। नातस्य कश्चिद्दहितः प्रतीपः न जानाति बन्धुर्ना परो न च स्वः समस्य सर्वत्र निरञ्जनस्य सुखेन रागः कुतो एव रोषः न तस्य कश्चिद्दहितः प्रतीपः न जानाति बन्धुर्ना परो न च स्वः समस्य सर्वत्र निरञ्जनस्य सुखेन रागः कुतो एव रोषः Please repeat. Natasha Kashi Na Janati Bandurna Samasta Sarvatra Niranjana Sya Sukhena Natasha Kashi Dahita Pratipa सुखेन रागः कुतो एव रोषः न तस्य कश्चिद्दयिता प्रतिपः न जानाति बन्धुर्न परो न च स्वः समस्य सर्वत्र निरञ्जनस्य सुखेन रागः कुतो एव रोषः माताजी न तस्य कश्चिद्दयितः प्रतिपः न जानाति बन्धुर्न परो न च स्वः समस्य सर्वत्र निरञ्जनस्य सुखेन रागः कुतो एव रोषः न तस्य कश्चिद्दयितः प्रतिपः न जानाति बन्धुर्न परो न च स्वः समस्य सर्वत्र निरञ्जनस्य सुखेन रागः कुतो एव रोषः न नॉट तस्य ऑफ हिम द सुप्रीम लॉर्ड कश्चित् एनीवन दहितः डियर प्रतीपः नॉट डियर Na, nor, janati, kinsman, bandhu, friend, na, nor, para, other, na, nor, cha, also, swaha, om, samasya, who is equal, sarvatra, everywhere, niranjanasya, without being affected by material nature, सुखे इन हैप्पीनेस ना नॉट रागः अटैचमेंट कुतः फ्रॉम वेयर एव इंडीड रोषः एंगर ट्रांसलेशन बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय द सुप्रीम पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉडहेड इज इक्वली डिस्पोज्ड टुवर्ड्स ऑल लिविंग एंटिटीज देयरफॉर नो वन इज वेरी डियर टू हिम एंड नो वन इज अ ग्रेट एनिमी For him. No one is his friend and no one is his relative. Being unattached to the material world, he has no affection for so-called happiness or hatred, for so-called distress or so-called distress. The two terms happiness and distress are relative. Since the Lord is always happy, for him there is no question of distress. There is no purport, so we'll read the next verse. verse 23. Tathapi tach chakti visarga esam sukhaya dukhaya hitahitaya bandhaya mokshaya cha mrityu janmoha manoha sarir sariri nam samsritya avakalpayat kalpate. Translation. Although the Supreme Lord is unattached to our happiness and distress according to karma, and although no one is his enemy or favorite, he creates pious and impious activities through the agency of his material potency. Thus, for the continuation of the materialistic way of life, he creates happiness and distress, good fortune and bad, bondage and liberation, birth and death. Purport. So I will repeat the translation. We'll repeat the 23rd verse translation. Although the Supreme Lord, please repeat, is unattached to our happiness and distress, according to karma, and although no one is his enemy or favorite, he creates pious and impious activities through the agency of his material potency. Thus, for the continuation of materialistic way of life, he creates happiness and distress, good fortune and bad, bondage and liberation, birth and death. Purport. Although the Supreme Personality of Godhead is the ultimate doer of everything, in his original transcendental existence, he is not responsible for the happiness and distress or bondage and liberation of the conditioned souls. These are due to the results of the fruitive activities of the living entities within this material world. By the order of a judge, one person is released from jail and another is imprisoned. But the judge is not responsible for the distress and happiness of these different people is due to their own activities. Although the government is ultimately the supreme authority, the justice is administered by the departments of the government, and the government is not responsible for the individual judgments. Therefore, the government is equal to all the citizens. Similarly, the Supreme Lord is neutral to everyone, but for the maintenance of law and order, the supreme government has various departments which control the activities of the living entities. Another example given in this regard is that lilies open or close because of the sunshine, and thus the bumblebees enjoy or suffer, but the sunshine and sun globe are not responsible for the happiness and distress of the bumblebees. Om Agnanati Mirandashaya Jnananjana Salhakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tashmaya Shri Guruya Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swaha Padantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Uta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sahagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatham Vitamtam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakan Vitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kachana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Rishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vanchakalpatarubhyasya Kripa Sindhu Bevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna. I'll read the translation again for verse 22. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is equally disposed towards all living entities. Therefore, no one is very dear to him and no one is a great enemy for him. No one is his friend and no one is his relative. Being unattached to the material world, he has no affection for so-called happiness or distress, or hatred for so-called distress. The two terms, happiness and distress, are relative. Since the Lord is always happy, for him there is no question of distress. So here we see these are, we are coming to the end of this pastime of Maharaj Chitraketu, where Maharaj Chitraketu has been going through a journey. And it's interesting, the Vitrasur pastime was described by Sukhdeva Goswami, and at the end of Vitrasur pastime, Parikshit Maharaj asked Sukhdeva Goswami, how come such a demon, ferocious demon, who was enemy of the demigods, who are devotees, generally demigods are the devotees of the Lord, and Vitrasur, who was enemy of these devotees, is speaking such a great philosophy. So what is the rahasya, or what is the secret of this? And then Sukhdeva Goswami explains the past life of Vitrasura, which is the life of Maharaj Chitraketu. So in this pastime we hear Maharaj Chitraketu has gone through, he had a desire for son, and then we know the pastime how Angira Muni blessed him with the son who was Harshashoka. The son passed away and he went into greater lamentation than before. So before, at least he was just lamenting for not having a son. Now he was lamenting, even lamentation was even greater, because now he has lost. He received something and he has lost it. He was poisoned. The son was poisoned by the co-wives. So then he lost the son and he's into greater lamentation. And then Angira Muni and Narada Muni brought the son back to life, and the son spoke philosophy, asking, which parents are you? In which life are you my parents? And that gave him a realization that everything is temporary. And then he had a darshan of Sankarshan, and then he is offering prayers to the Sankarshan, and now we are hearing he is going in an airplane. In this chapter we heard he is going in an airplane. He is a king, he is a head of Vidyadharas, and he has got many wives. In some place it is mentioned he has got millions of wives. So he is going in an airplane with many wives and singing the glories of Lord Hari. So at one point he comes, when he is going around in the mountains of Mount Sumeru, he comes to a spot where Lord Shiva is giving discourse to all the sages, and Lord Shiva has got Mother Parvati on his lap. Looking at this scene, Maharaj Chitraketu rebukes like in amusement. He did not want to criticize because he understands, he is a devotee, he understands the position of Lord Shiva. In the purport it is mentioned, his comment was not like that of Daksha. Daksha was envious towards Lord Shiva, but Maharaj Chitraketu was not envious. It was just like a friendly comment. See how great Lord Shiva is giving a discourse to the sages, addressing the sages with Mother Parvati. In his mind he was thinking the greatness of Lord Shiva, that he is not affected by those things. And Lord Shiva understood this and he smiled. And that exchange, it is mentioned, Lord Shiva smiled, saying that, how come you are singing the glories in an aeroplane with so many wives? So there was a friendly exchange between them. So he just smiled but did not speak anything. But then Mother Parvati did not like that comment. And she said, how come such a person has got a right to even comment on my husband, who is such a great devotee? So at that point, Mother Parvati cursed Maharaj Chitraketu, saying that you are not fit to be a Vidyadhara, you should become a demon. And it is mentioned that this was the arrangement of Lord Sankarshan. Because one of the reasons for this curse was so that Maharaj Chitraketu can finish off his material pastimes and go back to Vaikuntha. So he just has to live one more life as a demon, Vitrasura, and then he can go back to Vaikuntha. And on the another level it is mentioned, the Lord wanted to show the greatness of his devotee Maharaj Chitraketu. How great he is, that even after being cursed for something which he did not intend. Imagine a situation where we have been blamed for something which we have not done or we did not intend to do. Our mind will immediately give excuses, and this is what today's section Maharaj Chitraketu is explaining, begging for forgiveness to Mother Parvati and explaining what is the nature of material world. So Maharaj Chitraketu, immediately as soon as he was cursed by Mother Parvati, he came down from his airplane and begged forgiveness. So this is the sign of his greatness as a Vaishnava. And then later on, Lord Shiva also tells Mother Parvati. So this is the quality of great Vaishnava. Narayana para sarve na kutaschana bibhiyati. Swarga pavarga narkesha apitulyata darshina. It will just come in a few verses. So this is the quality of a devotee. He is not bothered whether he is in heaven or hell, whether he is in the demigod body or is in the demoniac body. So this is showing. So these are the two reasons why this curse happened. One is to bring Maharaj Chitraketu back to Vaikuntha. In one lifetime he will finish off his material pastimes. And the second reason was for him to glorify his position as a great devotee. So another thing we learn from here is Maharaj Chitraketu made a comment on Lord Shiva. So one has to be very careful of making any comments on a great devotee. Of course, Maharaj Chitraketu did not have that intention. But as Krishna mentions in Bhagavad Gita, apichetsu duracharo bhajate mam ananya bhag sadhu reva samantava samyak vyavasthito hi saha. So one should, if a great devotee commits even apparently abominable activity, but if he is engaged in devotional service, he should still be considered great. One should not be judgmental on that devotee. So one has to be careful. This is another thing we learn from this pastime. And then in this section, when Maharaj Chitraketu is begging forgiveness, he is explaining three things. He is explaining about the position of the living entity, he is explaining about the material nature, and he is explaining about the position of Lord himself. So he first mentions that how this material existence, everyone is going through different situations. Sometimes he is happy, sometimes he is in distressful situation. And so these experiences are basically the results of one's past deeds. So one should not blame others for the things that are going on in one's life. Generally, it's a tendency of living entity. If something good happens, it is because of my doing. And if something bad happens, the living entity tries to find excuse or tries to blame to someone else. So Maharaj Chitraketu is explaining in this section, in this few verses, saying that the happiness and distress comes by one's own accord, due to one's past misdeeds. And he's telling Mother Parvati, it is not your fault, it is not my fault what I did, but it is my past deeds because of which this has come to me. And then next he mentions, it is due to ignorance only that one thinks it is himself or others the cause. So avidya is the root cause for our existence in the material world. It is because of avidya. And what is that avidya? What is the biggest avidya because of which we are in the material world? Envy towards the Lord. What else? Sorry. We are this body. Somebody said? We are this body. Yeah, the avidya is we can enjoy separate from the Lord. Or we want to deny the existence of Lord. Or we want to be Lord. So one wants to be the controller and the enjoyer of his activity. That is the biggest avidya, and because of which one comes to this material world. And this is what it is explained in this section, in this last few verses. Srila Prabhupada is making the point, whether one is enjoying or one is suffering, one is performing pious activities or impious activities, the result of those activities is only misery. The category is only misery. So we know the chart from Nectar of Devotion, right? So because of avidya, what comes? Anyone remembers? sinful desires. What is that called? Anyone knows the Sanskrit? Bijam. Bijam. So that is a seed for sinful desires manifest because of the avidya that I want to enjoy. And as you mentioned, yes, because of which he will commit sinful activities, papam. And those papam will culminate into reactions which are known as before they are unmanifest, aprarabdha, and then prarabdha, and then which gives rise to kutam, or proclivity to commit more sins, and which gives rise again to the sinful seed for sinful desires. So that seed, so that cycle keeps on going on. So ultimately, whether you commit pious activities or impious activities, it will culminate into the papam. It is in the category of papam. It is sinful, or it is cause of your misery. Because if you commit pious activities, what will happen? You'll have to come back again to this material world to enjoy the results. Or if you commit impious activities, then you'll have to suffer the results of those activities. So again you have to take the body. So both the activities are in one way or the other suffering. So this is what Maharaj Chitraketu is explaining in this section. So in the last verse yesterday we saw that the Lord, unaffected by Maya, so the Lord is not affected by Maya, creates the jivas, their bondage, bandham, liberation, moksham, happiness, sukham and distress, dukham, by his own energy. So the Lord creates these things. Why is he creating this thing? And we come to today's work. No one is dear to him and no one is great enemy for him. So for Lord, he is impartial. Samoham sarva, in Bhakti, in Bhagavad Gita it is mentioned, samoham sarva bhuteshu name dvesho asti na priyaya ye bhajanti tu mam bhaktaya mai te teshu chapiham. Krishna says that nobody is, I envy no one, no one is, I am not partial to anyone, no one, everyone is equal to me. So but for a devotee who renders service in devotion, he is a friend, he is in me and I am also friend to him. So then if Lord is equal, why does he create one, why does he make one person happy and the other person gets misery? So then this 23rd verse comes in. So the, although the Lord, Supreme Lord, is unattached to our happiness and distress, according to the karma, although no one is his enemy or favorite, he creates pious and impious activities through the agency of material potency. Thus, for the continuation of materialistic way of life, he creates happiness, distress, good fortune, bad, bondage, liberation, birth and death. And so what is the cause of this material world, and why is everyone going through different happiness and distress? Why is one person happy, or one person is given more facilities, whereas the other person is not given facilities, or other person is going through miseries? That is because it is the result of his, according to his karma, he has been awarded those things. So Lord creates pious and impious activities, both are created by the Lord. It is mentioned in Mahabharata that six things are fixed in our life. The birth is fixed. One cannot change. Anyone had a choice to what kind of body he wants? No, we don't have a choice. The birth is fixed. We have been given a birth. Karmana daiva netrena, Kapila Muni mentions at the end of third canto. Karmana daiva netrena jantur deho pata hai. So a living entity is forced into the womb of a mother. We never had a choice what mother you want to choose, what father you want to choose, or what country. If there was a choice, a lot of PR problems were solved. But we don't have that choice. We have been forced into the womb of a mother based on karmana daiva netrena, based on our past activities and desires, and based on the results of our activities, and based on the daiva netrena, the material nature is overseeing the rewarding the results. So based on those things, so six things are fixed. Birth is fixed. What is the next thing which is fixed? Death. So the time, place, circumstance of our death is fixed. We cannot live more than that. We cannot live less than that. We might have to suffer. We can, sometimes people ask about suicide then. What was that the last point of that it was destined? But it is mentioned if person commits suicide, then he has to suffer for the next body until his time is there into the hellis, into the bhuta lokas. So one has to go through that suffering. So time of death is fixed. What are the happiness one will receive in this material world is fixed. One cannot be more happy than what is destined, and one cannot be more miserable either than what he is destined to. Sometimes we try to fix our miseries. Suppose, for example, we have got the weather is too hot, we have a air condition, but then to maintain that air condition we need to work hard, so somehow or the other the misery is there. So we can fix some of the problems, but then we get miseries in another way. So miseries is fixed, the happiness is fixed, the fame one will get, how famous one will become, that is also fixed. It is destined. Mahabharata mentions, Bhishma Dev mentions this. One is destined how much famous he will become, and how much infamous he will become, that is also fixed. Whether you did something or not, you will. If you are supposed to be infamous, you will be criticized, or somehow or other, you will be caught, as we can see in Maharaj Chitraketu's pastime here. So, and the same thing Maharaj Chitraketu is mentioning here, that these are the six things which are created by the Lord Himself. So, and why does He create this? For the continuation of the materialistic way of life. So that this materialistic way of life continues, otherwise people will not be continuing the materialistic way of life. So these dualities are there in the material world. So spiritual and material happiness are there. So everybody wants to be happy. Everybody wants to be happy in the material world. Everybody is, because that is the nature of soul or spiritual entity. Living beings are spiritual in nature. So it is nature of living entity to be happy. So everybody is trying to seek spiritual happiness, but it is not possible to be happy. The example, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur gives an example of a bumblebee. A bumblebee, when he looks at a jar of honey, he tries to suck the honey from the jar and tries to suck and thinks that it is eating, but that since the jar is closed, it cannot taste the nectar. And then eventually by hitting her head on the jar, just collapses. So this is material world. In material world, people think that they are enjoying, but in reality they are not enjoying. There is a verse in 16th chapter. Of Bhagavad Gita, Balvan Sukhi, what is it? Ishwaroham, aham bhogi, siddhoham, Balvan Sukhi. So everybody is trying to be Ishwara. I want to be Ishwara. What does Ishwara mean? Sorry? Controller. I want to be controller. Person is trying to control his family members. Person in office is trying to control the colleagues or staff or manager, control the car, control. But the only thing they fail to control, what is that? Mind. So if one can control the mind, many of his problems will be solved. So Ishwaroham, aham bhogi. And because the mind is not controlled, what has happened? He tries to enjoy that desires. Asa bandha, there is, in Bhagavad Gita again in the same chapter it is mentioned, there are hundreds and thousands of desires which are arousing in the mind of a person. And those things the person is not able to control. Aham bhogi, he's trying to enjoy. Siddhoham, and he falsely thinks that I have become strong. He falsely thinks he is controlling everything. I have become strong. And then what happens? Aham bhogi. And Balwan Sukhi. He's trying to enjoy, and Balwan is thinking, I'm strong and I'm happy. And this is the biggest illusion. Every living entity is thinking he is happy in his situation. In the Shastra, the example of Indra is given. Indra becomes a pig.
and he's eating stool and he has got a family of pigs and he's enjoying that. And Lord Brahma has to tell him, you are Lord Indra, just come back to heaven. And Lord Indra says, no, I'm happy here as a pig. See, every day I get fresh stool. It's hot and fresh. And I've got such a nice wife, beautiful wife and beautiful kids. And so this is Balwan Sukhi. Every living entity has got the same illusion that he is enjoying. He is handsome, he is beautiful, and he is enjoying in this material world. But it does not work. When you understand the real constitutional position of a living entity, you understand that everyone is miserable in the material world, and which we get from Shastra. So here, in this verse, it is mentioned that why has Lord created pious and impious activities? And it's a nice point mentioned in Nectar of Instruction. So Krishna has created, Rupa Goswami mentions this, that Krishna has created impious activities and pious activities so that one can, from performing vikarma, vikarma is activities which are against the shastras. One can come to the position of karma, where one performs activities in line with the shastras. And it is mentioned, at least if somebody is performing karma, one should be encouraged to do. One should not be stopped from performing his duty. Even though it is not bhakti, but it should still be encouraged. Because at least one is performing something which is in accordance with the shastra. But better than that is a jnani who reads the shastras and comes to the point of tattva jnan, atma tattva jnan. So that is better. And then better than a jnani is a yogi who can control the senses. And better than yogi is a bhakta. And best of all the bhaktas are the gopis. And best of all the gopis is Srimati Radharani. So that narration is given in verse 10 of Nectar of Instruction. How the levels of different devotees is given. So it is mentioned that it's better to have pious activities and one can advance in material life. Because in the material world, people don't have the power of discrimination. They cannot distinguish between good and bad. This is one of the biggest problems, especially in Kali Yuga, because they have no knowledge of the shastra. So they cannot discriminate. It is mentioned during World War II, there was a person who put a frame of Hitler and was worshipping him. And someone asked, why are you worshipping Hitler? He is a cause of so much of destruction. And that person said, because I've got a metal business. And since Hitler has come into power, my business has gone 10 times. Because there is a lot of metal required for the war. So my business has gone 10 times. So I'm happy. So it is one person's suffering is other person's enjoyment in the material world. So one person is suffering and the other one is enjoying. So people don't understand what is good and what is bad. Depending on one's situation, the level of enjoyment or the object of enjoyment changes. For some kids, what is enjoyment? Some toys is the enjoyment. But as he grows older, he comes into teens, the same toys don't interest him. He needs some gadgets. And then once he goes into the adulthood, even the gadgets don't make him happy. He wants something, cars or bikes or something. And when he goes older, he needs money or he needs fame. So the things, the object of satisfaction also changes during the lifespan of a person. So person does not know what really he is going to make him happy. Prakrite kriya manani gune karmani sarvasa ahankara vimudhatma kartaham iti manyate. It is all ordained by the modes of material nature that a person is in. One may think that I am doing things, but it is ahankara. Ahankara means ignorance. It is illusion that I am doing things by which I am becoming happy. It is ordained by the modes that you are in. So what is the solution? As it is mentioned, so Srila Rupa Goswami gives the solution. Of course, the solution is bhakti or devotional service to the Lord. And as we said, from vikarma, one has to come to the platform of karma. From karma, at least come to the platform of jnana. And from jnana, come to the platform of yogi, where you control the senses. And better than a yogi is a bhakta. So bhakta is the, or the devotees are the ones who really enjoy in the material world. So what? How do we do that? And Srila Rupa Goswami gives the ABCD of bhakti. So A is attitude of a devotee. B is the behavior. C is the character. And D is the direction. So attitude, utsahan, nishchayat, dhairyat. So these three things are required in bhakti. One has to be very enthusiastic while performing devotional service. Nishchayat, one has to have confidence. What does that mean? Confidence. One has to have full faith, shraddha, that the Lord will look after me. And there is the six stages where one understands sharanagati. Prabhu, where does it start? Sharanagati. Anukulyasa sankalpa pratikulyasa varjanam. Rakshishyati vishwaso goptritve varnam tata. Goptritve varnam tata. Then what is it? Karpanya. Sadvida. No. Humility and accepting things which are favorable, rejecting things which are unfavorable. Krishna is the protector. Krishna is going to maintain me. Humility and surrender. Atma nikshepa. Karpana, atma nikshepa, sadvida, sharanagati. So these are the six stages of sharanagati. Where one, and it is mentioned, the two most important thing of them are understanding that Lord is the maintainer and He is going to protect me. So when one has that nishchayat, confidence in Lord as the maintainer and protector, he can make progress in bhakti. And then nishchayat dhairyat, one has to be patient. The patience is very important. So when one is patience, having patience in bhakti, then he will get the fruit, because we don't understand where we have come from in the past life. So it might take sometimes longer. But if one is patient, he will get the fruits. And then the second, the B, is known as the behavior. And this is very important, as Rupa Goswami is mentioning, tat-tat karma pravartanat. So tat-tat karma pravartanat are the angas of bhakti. One has to follow the four regulative as we take a vow at the time of initiation. Follow the four regulative principles and chant Hare Krishna. And then further, Srila Prabhupada in the purport gives, one has to perform the Navvidha Bhakti. Shravanam Kirtanam, Vishnu Smaranam, Pada Sevanam, Arshanam Vandam, Dasyam, Sakyam, Atma, Nivedanam. So hearing, chanting, remembering, worshipping the Lord, worshipping the foot, worshipping the lotus feet of the Lord, Dasyam, Sakyam, serving the Lord, making understanding He is our friend, and surrender. So these are all the nine stages one should, these are all coming under the category of tat-tat karma pravartanat. And then next is character. C is for character. How one develops character? By sadhu sangha. Asat sangha tyag, ei vaishnav achar. It is mentioned, sangha tyagat sato vritte. It is very important that whom you are associating with. There is a nice story again mentioned by Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, that there was a very rich landlord, like a king, and he had lot of his lot of people who used to always flatter him for personal dealings. Like when a landlord, when you are a very big landlord, lot of people come and flatter you so that you get some rewards from him. So they used to flatter him. So every time the landlord said something, everybody, all his associates used to tell them, yes sir, you are right. So once the landlord in the middle of a night had an idea, I want to see the sun. And all his associates told him, yes, yes, why not? It is possible. So one person went and brought a lantern and said, sun looks like this. And the landlord said, no, it is too dim. The sun is very bright. So they said, yeah, you are right. And then the other person went and brought thousands of candles, and they burned thousands of candles. And the landlord said, no, the sun is not like that. Then the third person went and brought a big flashlight in the night, and he showed him the sun that lighted the flashlight, and he said, this is the sun. But then they understood that sun is not comparable to anything like that. One has to wait for sun to come and see the sunlight. So this is the pastime, this is the story Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur tells, that if you have got associates of fools, then they will only waste your time. The intelligent person, so in the end he said, there was one intelligent person who said, you just have to wait for few hours and the sun will come. So if you are surrounded by some intelligent person, then they will give you proper guidance, or else you will waste your time. So this is Sangha Tyagat and Sato Vritte. So one has to associate with intelligent person, and then one can progress. So these are the six stages Rupa Goswami mentions, how we can advance in bhakti. Okay, I'll stop here if there are any questions or comments. Yes. Yeah, so the question is, six things are predestined: birth, death, happiness, misery, fame, infamy. So what is the point in doing bhakti if everything is predestined? So the answer is, bhakti is the only thing which is not predestined. And there is an example given. Suppose you go to a vending machine. In a vending machine, you've got choices. You've got some soft drinks, you've got some liquor, you've got water, you've got milk, all those things are there. And you've got some money. You put in the vending machine and you press some numbers and something will come out. Right? So, it'll give you whatever choices you have done. You may choose water and water will come out. You may choose milk will come out. If you may choose some soft drinks will come out. So depending on the choices you make and depending how much money you have, you can make those choices and things will come out. So most of the things are predestined, yes, but the bhakti is the only thing which is transcendental to the material modes, which is transcendental to the material realm. So if you have chosen bhakti, and this is what this chapter is showing, Maharaj Chitraketu was a devotee of the Lord. So apparently it looks like he was cursed and he was given a birth of a demon, which is good or bad? To become a demon is good or bad? Bad. So it looks like it is bad, which was a result of his bhakti actually. But in the material things, what looks like good or bad, it is in the long term best. Because now it was mentioned for thousands of years, Maharaj Chitraketu has been traveling as a devotee, singing the glories of Lord. But now in one life, he went back home, back to Godhead. So which is good or bad? Good. Because just in one life, he finished off, even though as a demon, he finished off and went back to Vaikuntha, and he does not have to come back again. So what looks good and bad from the material perspective, when you perform bhakti, it destroys everything. And this is that is why it is mentioned, whether you do pious activities or impious activities, you get good results or bad results. Ultimately, they are bad because it bounds you into the material world. You have to take another body. But when you perform bhakti, what it does? It removes the seed, bijam. It removes the kutam. It removes the proclivity to commit sinful activities. It removes the desire for sinful activities. Kechit kevale bhakta Vasudeva Parayana. So bhakti is the only way. Why? What it does is it destroys the root of sinful desires. So that is why bhakti is good. It might not give us happiness in the beginning, but ultimately it is good. So sometimes when we are chanting, when we are doing devotional service, we don't feel like doing it. But when we continue to do it, and again, Nectar of Instruction is mentioning in the first verse, it is like eating a sugar candy. When you have got a jaundice, you don't enjoy the sugar cane. It is sweet, but we don't enjoy the sugar cane. But as the jaundice reduces, what will happen? The taste for sugar cane comes. And then we will enjoy eating sugar cane. So we are in the disease state, so we might not enjoy bhakti, but when we become cured, when we come to the platform where we are understanding our real nature, we will enjoy bhakti, because that is the sadhya and the sajya. Because that is the goal. In the spiritual world, we will be doing what we are doing now in bhakti. Does it answer? Yeah. Okay. Any other questions, comments? So what is the use of impious? Because when you commit sinful activities, you are bound. When you have got a desire, so what is the first sinful activity that one commits? You want to become a controller. You want to become the enjoyer. And that is why the whole material world is created. The living entity has a desire to commit sinful activities, and then Krishna says, okay, in the spiritual world you cannot do these things, but go to the material world where you can exercise your sinful desires. And that is why these desires are created, these activities are created. Because it was the living entity's desire to do that. It wasn't Lord's desire to do it. Okay, we will end it. Granth Raj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Thank you all for coming. That's okay. Thank you. Deep.